I think, like anything else, if you think about the things in life that we're good at, a lot of them we got good at through repetition and through structure. If you want to go back to the discussion we had about supervision before, it's why supervision is more important than training. The trainer doesn't have the opportunity to do repetition. I come in, I do my 3 hours, I do my 6 hours, and I'm gone. The supervisor has daily opportunities to help somebody mentally and verbally rehearse how they want to handle different situations. And so I think part of it is just practice, practice, practice. Pick a few key things that you can go after that you want to try and change about the way you respond to situations, and just start using them. And some of the really dramatic changes I have seen in clinicians who've begun to try this have occurred at that level. All right, I'm going to add that phrase to my approach. I'm going to add this one piece. I'm just not going to engage this person in the fight the same way that I used to. And they'll pick one little thing to try and then come back with these stories about how effective it was. They can't wait to try it again. It's like anything that gets reinforced, right? We do something, it works, or it feels good, or it's got a good outcome, and we say, oh, I'll try that again. Use a phrase, use an approach that gets a result that was more what you were looking for or helps affect change the way you want it to. You're going to go back to that approach. And it starts to reinforce itself when you see the positive outcome that comes from it.